Daily Manna from the Torah, Bereshit, Week 1, Day 7. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6, 8. How could Noah find grace in the eyes of the Lord? When Noah, Noach in Hebrew, he was born, his father said that he would comfort them concerning their work and the toil of their hands because of the ground which the Eternal had cursed. Genesis 5:29. Hanoch, the prophet, was the grandfather of Noach's father. Noach was born in a family that feared the Eternal and that had kept the revelation of the Eternal since the days of Adam. In those days, the Torah was not yet written. Then, how could Noah's father know that the Eternal had cursed the earth? Due to the oral tradition kept for 9 generations since Adam. The people from Cain's line had deviated their ways from righteousness and lived a disgraceful life before the Eternal. Even Seth, or Shet, his line had been infected by their evil ways. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. 6:5. The situation was terrible, such that the Eternal decided to destroy everyone. But there was an exception, Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Eternal. What does this expression mean? In modern Hebrew, it is used to say that something is nice. Instead of saying, I like it, it is said, it finds grace in my eyes. If it is a person, instead of saying, I like him or her, it is said, he or she finds grace in my eyes. It is important to notice that the modern expression does not have exactly the same meaning than the Torah implies in this verse. The word grace, chen in Hebrew, has to do with favor. With this verse, it's saying that Hashem wasn't pleased with the other men of the earth. Yet, with Noah, he was. When the Eternal saw the behavior and motivation of the rest of mankind, he felt a deep sorrow and didn't want to see them anymore. But when he saw Noah, he liked them. Why? It's the Eternal fickle, and would he think, I like this one, but that one I don't. No, the Eternal is not guided by whims or by fluctuating feelings, but by very well-defined rules that can never, ever change. Now, in the Eternal's heart, there is a very important balance between strict justice and mercy. If he was inclined only to the side of justice, the world would be destroyed immediately because of its sin. But if he would only follow mercy, the world would self-destroy due to the lack of order. Hashem cannot stop being righteous even when he shows his mercy, and cannot stop being merciful even when he enforces justice. What is wonderful about the Eternal is that he is usually inclined towards mercy and grace. This means that many times he overlooks man's faults and takes into account their good choices instead, as it is written in Psalms 103:10-11. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. The key phrase here is, those who fear him. Those who fear the Eternal and repent from their wrongdoing, seek righteousness and truth, receive mercy. They please the Eternal, he likes them, and they gain favor from him. So when Noah gained favor before the Eternal, it means that it was the result of having been different from those who didn't please him. What is the difference between them and him? That Noah's attitude and deeds were different. Noah wasn't evil. He neither had bad intentions nor bad thoughts in his heart, nor did he do wrong. If he did so, he repented and made an effort to abandon his fault because he feared and loved the Eternal. That is why he found grace in the eyes of the Eternal. However, any grace that man may find before the Eternal will always be higher to what he deserves. That is the great secret of the Eternal's grace. It is an undeserved favor or a higher favor than that deserved. Dear disciple, say no to evil doing, to bad thoughts, and to bad words. Seek those things that please the Eternal. This way, you will also find grace in His eyes. May the Eternal give you a Shabbat full of His grace. Shalom.